The State of Food and Agriculture 2015 report, known as the SOFA report, has been released today by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. It's the Food Agency's flagship publication, and this year, the report has been dedicated to the topic of social protection. Social protection was featured prominently in the recently adopted Sustainable Development Goals and will be the theme of World Food Day coming up on October 16th. FAO has stepped up its efforts to help governments and partners incorporate social protection into national development strategies and policies, and according to the organization, social protection plays an important role in combating hunger and rural poverty when combined with agricultural support. But to help us understand the trends in social protection policies in the region, we are inviting regional experts to weigh in on the issues. For Latin America and the Caribbean, Ricardo Rapallo is a food security officer and project coordinator supporting the Hunger-Free Latin America and the Caribbean Initiative, and he's based at FAO's regional office in Santiago. Mr. Rapallo, thank you for joining me.
Hello, Santiago.
Generally speaking, what are the trends in social protection across the region?
Firstly, at the level of policies and strategies, where the objective today is the creation of integral protection systems and remaining more modest objectives based on safety nets only for critical cases. That is one of the approaches that we are living in the region. Secondly, at the level of programs, the countries of the region are also developing more ambitious approaches. By one hand, consolidating the different models of conditional account transfers, school feeding programs, and social pension programs for those that are not able to satisfy their basic needs by themselves, but also designing better programs to prevent vulnerable households back to poverty levels or promoting schemes for a more sustainable livelihoods that allow more definitive ways to escape poverty and hunger situations.
Do you find that social protection is given enough of a priority?
Yes. It's true that during the last 15-20 years, new laws, new policies, plans, strategies have been including important social protection components. However, the social protection schemes have been focused at urban areas. The rural areas present important gaps.
What is the link between social protection and agriculture? Why is social protection a priority for FAO?
Since probably 2005, FAO developed a new approach to fight hunger and rural poverty, in the sense that to reduce hunger, we have to work in two parallel tracks, social protection and general livelihoods, and to maintain the situation in the rural areas.
Could you give me one or two examples of social protection practices that have worked really well in the region?
Probably one of the most successful social protection schemes here in the region are the conditional account transfer programs. There are different modalities in the 21 countries of the 33 countries in the region that already are implementing conditional account transfer programs. Around 21% of the population in this region participate in any of these programs. That shows a positive impact in reduction of hunger and rural poverty. A second example, a very concrete example, is the school feeding programs, where the school feeding programs are linked with public purchase and family farming. This approach shows also positive impacts because it increases the income at the rural households and the family farmers organizations. It provides fresh and healthy food for the students that are in the school, and also promote the integration between the schools and the communities. And finally, a third good example that we consider that could be shared with other regions is the unique anger registry for the participants in social programs. The unique registry improves the targeting of beneficiaries and also the increasing the quality of the social protection interventions.
How can the region improve on social protection?
Of course, there are many areas for improvement, but if I have to say two or three of them, probably the first one is reinforcing the design and the mechanisms of implementation and evaluation of the social protection policies and programs in the rural areas. Secondly, to improve the efficiency and impact of social protection systems of different governmental institutions with role in the implementation of programs that promote sustainable livelihoods. Means of agriculture, health, labor, economy. Social protection by itself is not enough to reduce the figures. And finally, we need to promote more cooperation between the countries that has good experience in social protection schemes to fight hunger and poverty.
Mr. Rapallo, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.